Question.
Yes. Patty or Jackie, who is Sue Beller?
Sue Beller, she is from Region 5, president of the St. Lawrence or the Adirondack or St. Lawrence chapter.
St. Lawrence.
And Marilyn Menino is on her committee for legislation. And I think there's somebody else that she's got on her committee. So she's really excited about, and she's the one that started the survey. Mm-hmm. Or advocacy. Do you know how many responses have been recorded to date, Robin?
At least 15.
I still haven't sent mine in though.
Yeah, well, it's been it was supposed to end on December 1st. We extended it through the 15th, so you still have time. So the link is in the communicator, but I'll check right now, let you know.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Fine. I do like the first point, just like I've really liked the first point in all of the sections.
There's a typo, though.
I was just trying to figure out, I was looking at this before to try to save time. I was trying to figure out how to make it quantifiable, like, you know, to make it a goal, do we, you know, I don't know, like time frame. I don't know. Do we like try to quantify it by saying that we address a number of issues per year, or, you know, I don't know how it all works because.
I think you could be very flexible on this and agree with you in reviewing it. I think this is one that writes itself. I just think these are all excellent. They could be just bullet points with the goals or time frames or whatever. But this pretty much outlines what the public policy advocacy should be, except for saying, well, you have a committee and that sort of thing. And then the committee will deal with, and the organization will deal with developing the issues. I don't think we have to come up with the issues.
Right.
I think it has to be a ground up thing.
Right.
From the members up. And it should be something that pretty much you agree on, like we usually do our legislative program. But I think this one is pretty concrete.
I mean, I just didn't know it because in before, I mean, I was kept being told that we need to make our main goal quantifiable in some form so we can have a measuring tool to know if we're reaching that goal, I guess. And I really wasn't sure how to make this goal quantifiable, I guess.
You could make it say, identify a minimum of X. So it says, identify public policy advocacy issues. So identify a minimum of 3 blah, blah, blah issues, and then go from there. Because that way you'd be doing that. Now, as of now, we've received 72 responses to the survey.
That's a lot.
That's really good. That's a lot of responses.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed.
Now, I haven't deduped it yet, so. But.
But what have you been doing in your spare time, Robin?
Growing.
I digress. Yeah, that's a good start.
And there is a typo in the first line.
Almond?
Yeah, working almond.
Almond. What about putting with the minimum of a time frame so that those have to be identified? Like, you know, maybe December 1 is maybe a good, so that something, then there's time for something to be accomplished during that year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that that should be in there, but that to me is the rationale behind putting in a time frame that, you know, something could be accomplished.
And do you want to accomplish by program year, you know, July to June?
Yeah, but I'm thinking like the other time we did it by conference, it had to be done by conference, one of them that we were working on. And to me, that's the end of the year. So, and then who knows if that team is going to be in place for the following year. So I don't know.
Well, I know. I think I agree to that point, you know, but like you're saying, Neil, I think it needs to, they need to at least identify their issues that they're going to, their committee is going to work on mm-hmm. in that year, but they got to do it like, so they have time to work on it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they want to do it by the fall board meeting and then try to accomplish something and maybe by spring board meeting?
That would be really nice. I don't know how realistic that is, but that would be really nice.
Well, I mean, at least if they just could identify the issues that they mm-hmm. want to address in their term by fall board or mm-hmm. by November 1st, even you could even do November 1st, giving them time to go to fall board and maybe talk to other people,
yeah.
and get a feel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably more realistic. I'm only thinking because the beginning, like summer, nothing really gets accomplished during the summer. So by the yeah. time, but if it was, if fall board was, you know, the place to start, you know, really nailing it down, and then for a November date or something like that, that seems good. That's
you know, so at least they
I think that would be great, and I think you have to look at when the legislature is in session, which usually is in the spring after the budget is done, and once they do the budget. So you could even, I think fall board's a good one because you have members there, you have the board there, and Pat's right, Pat Fanning. Suggestion. You could probably even make it January because you're not going to do anything in the holiday season, ladies. And there's no point other than identifying stuff and getting ready. That's for the coming session.
But is advocacy, it's more than just us dealing with the legislature though, right? It's us dealing with other women and advocating certain things.
On other issues. Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be.
So we wouldn't have to wait till they came back.
So you might have a two-track thing. That's true. But fall board's a good kickoff time, I think.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So should we go with 3 or 4? Like identify 3 public policy / advocacy issues.
Well, like Robin said, a minimum of 3 or 4, whatever, but you know.
Mm-hmm. And I would even do a minimum of 2, because if we put too much on, and it's been a while since we've done this, we might be overwhelmed. So if we say a minimum of 2.
Identify public policy / identify a minimum
of 2.
Of 2 public policy / advocacy issues by fall board.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then key issues for working women, other socioeconomic issues that affect lives of women / families.
Mm-hmm. That's just giving them suggestions, but they're not held to that, right? Because mm-hmm. you're talking about things that are much broader than that, actually.
And maybe
or
that should
we just leave that
clarified. Maybe like for example,
or key such issues. As.
Yeah. I like that.
For example, or yep. such mm-hmm. as. For either. Example.
Either one.
Either.
Because sometimes things come up, you know, surprisingly. I mean, nothing's happening about a certain issue today, but tomorrow it could be the hot topic. So you don't want to bind them too much, too. You might want to. So that leaves that open.
Identify a minimum of 2 public policy / advocacy issues by fall board.
For example,
key issues for working women, other socioeconomic issues that affect lives of women / families.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For example.
Now, who's going to identify it? Who's this directed to?
To the advocacy committee. The
advocacy chair and committee.
Committee? All right.
Should I put that in there? Or just leave it as is.
Do the others reference the committee?
No.
then I wouldn't in this
then
one.
Then we don't have to.
Okay. Okay, so the next bullet point, we want to leave that as is, just design, implement, and evaluate advocacy tools with diverse perspectives.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. What does diverse perspectives mean?
That's what I was kind of wondering. Like, are they supposed to just keep...
I thought it was meant just like all kinds of things from different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to be on the same page.
Could someone tell me what advocacy tools are? Would it be like the survey that...
Survey, social media, letter writing campaign, phoning, website, research, legislative papers, all sorts of tools that are out there that you can use to build your toolkit and share the knowledge.
Design, implement, and evaluate website, maybe, with diverse perspective. If you substitute those words for advocacy tools, design, implement, and evaluate your social media with diverse perspectives.
But no, I think that's narrowing it down.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying to substitute. I am in my mind just substituting one of those words to understand mm-hmm. that it's a tool. That's how I'm.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. It's broad, as Robin pointed out.
Tools is the broad word, and I'm just trying to understand. Okay. So you would evaluate, for instance, Facebook with a diverse perspective?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're adding the diverse perspectives because you want to make sure that you're not just all on one, everybody's the same. You want to make sure that you are using equity and inclusion, and you're making sure that you're including all different people.
With different...
Right.
How points of view.
Okay. Yeah, I got. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. I knew what you meant by diverse, but I was trying to get that tool. All right.
Yeah, the tools aren't diverse. It's making sure you can reach all the different areas, because not everybody's on Facebook. Not everybody's doing this. Not everybody, right. You know, and so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now you put it in layman's terms for me. Thank you.
Could we reword it to say design, implement, and evaluate with diverse perspectives using advocacy tools?
No, I like it the way it is.
Actually, go with that, but say design, implement, and evaluate with using diverse perspectives, different advocacy tools.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's good.
That makes diverse perspectives, then what?
So with diverse perspectives using advocacy tools.
You said using different, and that was good. Yeah. I like that word, different.
Different advocacy tools.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so design, implement, and evaluate using diverse perspectives and different advocacy tools.
I think it's got to say with diverse,
with
diverse perspectives using different advocacy tools.
Yeah.
Okay, Pav, you have your hand raised.
And instead of using the word different, could you say a variety of?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Okay, so design, implement, and evaluate with diverse perspectives using a variety of advocacy tools. That good?
We're missing a part of the sentence here, because it's
we're missing a word that says, what are we designing, implementing, and evaluating? Right? We're saying how to do it and what to use to do it.
Changed the focus of this bullet.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then let's just go back to design, implement, and evaluate
using
a variety of advocacy tools
using
diverse perspectives.
Yeah,
I would say
we're
using
just add in, leave it exactly the way it is. We're just going to add in, evaluate using a variety of.
But the sentence doesn't say what we're evaluating.
We're evaluating,
the tools, right?
Advocacy tools. Yep.
So are you evaluating with the tools or are you evaluating the tools?
The tools.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to say with.
Yeah. So design, implement, and evaluate a variety of advocacy tools using diverse perspective.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the best.
Yay.
Okay. Design, implement, and evaluate a variety of advocacy tools using diverse perspectives.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Bam.
Okay. Got it. Okay, the next one. Achieve visibility and community for organization advocacy. Dash, encourage coalition building. Use Women's Equality Day to increase visibility. Hold a lobby day in the region / Albany.
Again, those are just suggestions. So your bullet point is achieve the visibility. For example, like you did earlier.
Okay. So
there's a ton of things they might come up with. So you're just giving, for example.
So just leave it as is, achieve visibility and community for organization advocacy.
Right.
For example.
Yep.
Yep. That's what I would suggest.
Okay. Encourage coalition building, use the Women's Equality Day.
And then et cetera, et cetera. Because there's a bazillion things you could.
Right.
I mean, this is a very, very innovative group.
Or just list the things. Like, should I take out, so should it just be, for example, coalition building, comma, Women's Equality Day, semicolon, hold the lobby day in the region / Albany, and leave out the to increase visibility, to encourage.
Well, if you give it as examples, it's just that. It's examples.
So the
you could just have et cetera afterwards. It's just giving them some ideas. It's either that or you leave it out and leave it up to the committee to come up with all the ideas. But I think this kind of gives them a little direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll leave it as it is and I'll just add for example.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Next one, train and motivate members on advocacy issues and develop skills to lessen discomfort with self-promotion.
I had a problem with that because I don't know what that means. Discomfort, lessen discomfort with self-promotion.
Yeah, that I didn't understand either. And to me, that sentence is saying, is leading us to, which we've been trying to do that, where we've been partnering with other nonprofits to do joint events, so to speak. I mean, we were scheduled to do two this year. And of course, because of COVID, we didn't do either one of them, you know, but we were partnering with the Historical Society and we were going to do a big thing on women for the 100-year celebration. You know, and we were partnering with the Arts Council because we were going to do something on voting with kids and we were going to do a live reality show there as well to have a two-piece thing. But of course that all got tabled because of COVID. But I mean, that's what we're working on, is working with other organizations and getting our name out there. So that's what I thought that meant, but I didn't understand the ending either. Should we just take the ending off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I think it's sounds negative and I don't like that part of it, but.
So train and motivate members on advocacy issues.
Period.
I might just suggest a tiny reversal of some of this to see what you think.
Okay.
Train, comma, motivate, comma, and develop members. Wait a minute. Train, comma, motivate. Train and motivate members to develop skills on advocacy issues. Period.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like that better. Let's do that again.
Train and motivate members to develop skills on advocacy issues, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take off the end. Because with that, that's exactly what you're going to try and do, is give them confidence to do this. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To advocate for themselves and advocate for our organization.
I don't think you have to put that in there.
No, but I think that's what that develop skills to lessen discomfort with self-promotion, because we are the best kept secret. People don't brag about us. We don't brag about ourselves. We don't like to self-promote either our organization or ourselves. Women just, we do our work and we go about it, and we're uncomfortable self-promoting ourselves.
Well, then maybe that should be in the communication one.
Maybe so, but I think that's what develops skills to lessen discomfort with self-promotion. We need to be skillful in promoting only our organization, but ourselves.
Definitely, but it doesn't make sense to have it in this
section.
Well, right.
Maybe that needs to be a part of public image / marketing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
January.
Well, it's also, though, you know, if you look at the questions that Sue Beller put in the survey for people to rank, one of the issues is mentoring women in leadership roles. And that's what we need to do, is mentor women in leadership roles. Now, maybe it isn't part of public policy advocacy, but that is something we need to do.
Oh, definitely.
So you're right.
Yeah.
But advocacy committee is putting that option for people to prioritize mentoring women in leadership roles. We need to mentor women in leadership roles.
But that doesn't come under public policy advocacy.
Well, it's part of, well, the advocacy committee is putting it out there in their survey. And it's not public policy, I know. But
it's also, what do we want to focus on this year?
Yeah.
I think that's so.
Well, what do we want to focus on this year? Do we want to focus on mentoring women in leadership roles? And again, that's, we need to develop the skills so that we can self-promote and promote.
Mm-hmm. And advocate for ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Well, do we have a final agreement on that part or not?
We have a comment from Karen in the chat.
Where's chat?
It says, instead of train, how about educate? We train monkeys.
That's fine. I don't, oh shit, what did I do now? Sorry about that.
$5 into the pot.
Yeah, sorry about that. I lost the screen. I did something.
So do we change it to educate and motivate members?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Educate is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good suggestion, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. Yep. And the last one, avoid partisanship. We leave that in there.
What's the opposite of partisanship? I'm trying to think of a more positive way to put that. What's the opposite of partisanship?
Hold on.
Partisan.
No.
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
Define partisan.
That's basically the word. You're neither.
Okay. So it says partisan definition, a strong supporter of a party, cause, or person. A member of a group to fight Yugoslavia. What?
Offices are nonpartisan, independent, unbiased, biopartisan, bipartisan, and two-way.
Well, we know what it's trying to say is that we're not for a specific political party.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of a more positive way to put that. Instead of saying to avoid it, I mean, what should we be trying to
practice do? Practice nonpartisanship.
Yes.
I don't know.
Does it need to be there?
No.
No,
it doesn't need to be there. That's why I'm asking. It was the last bullet point on the last one. Do we just get rid of it?
I think so.
Yeah.
You can, because you can stress it when you're educating people that we are a nonpartisan effort when it comes to these issues.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to remember.
It probably does something to that effect in our legislative platform that we currently have in place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Jackie, if it does or not. I'd have to look.
Yeah, I'd have to look too, but I'm kind of guessing it.
I'm pretty sure it does, because I know any time I've like brought up anything, I was always told we just got to, because like last year when I was, you know, all about the bail reform and stuff, and, you know, I said we just got to be careful because we can't lean to one side or the other. We have to show both sides.
Well,
to every argument, there's always two sides. You can't fully support one side and not show the other side as well.
But if we support the issue and the cause, you know, I mean, like, for example, for your bail reform, I mean, there was a thing, and we supported that thing because we didn't want it to happen because of the negative and all the bad things. But I don't know that we can say, well, here's the good about it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you have to be careful too of really what our mission is about and what we are trying to advocate for. There's tons of issues that tons of other organizations promote that we may have strong, you know, environmental issues, climate change, but I don't think that's the focus of a working or non-working or women's group. Mm-hmm. You can do that through some other avenue. I think if we focus on our mission, promotion of women, whatever, like childcare. I mean, there's a ton of them. There's so many of them. We'll get distracted doing every other thing. I think you just have to be conscious of that.
Okay. And just take it out. We're all in agreement. We're just going to get rid of it.
Yep.
So we're going to have the main goal and then the three bullets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. So our main goal is going to be to identify a minimum of 2 public policy / advocacy issues by fall board. For example, key issues for working women, other socioeconomic issues that affect lives of women / families. And then design, implement, and evaluate a variety of advocacy tools using diverse perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then achieve visibility and community for organization advocacy. For example, encourage coalition building, use Women's Equality Day to increase visibility, hold a lobby day in the region / Albany, and then educate and motivate members to develop skills on advocacy issues. End of story.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Very good.
Half an hour.
Wow, new record.
And I will get that out sooner than later. to the communicator. But I was impressed because I was late this last time, but it still made it in there.
26th of January is a drop dead date. 26th of January for the January communicator.
Oh, okay. Well, this will go on the December one.
No, it won't. December just came out.
Came out today.
Yesterday. Oh, okay.
Didn't it come out yesterday? I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, just recently, because I got it.
Isn't the end of December the cutoff for the January one?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. December.
December 26th.
Yeah.
Oh, not January. December.
January.
Yeah, that sounds right.
January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So next meeting, January 7th or 21st. What's everybody think?
Hold on.
Gotta get to my calendar.
It's either the first or the third Thursday.
The third Thursday is the CDO workshop, the 21st. We have a workshop, a CDO workshop just came out.
So the 7th?
On the 21st is a CDO workshop.
That right, just so we'd move to the 7th?
So do we want to do the 7th?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine
with
me. Yep. Sounds good to me. I don't know.
January 7th at 7 p.m. And we're going to do public image / marketing.
Yep.
And I always wanted to ask, I know I gotta hurry up because I have other commitments, but I'd like to get some feedback. Now, I was looking at this last one, and under financial, do we need a financial section? How would we even, because the last one, it says, conduct an operational analysis to determine areas of improvement related to services / costs and add corporate sponsors, develop fundraising ideas. I didn't understand what they meant by corporate sponsors. Corporate sponsors for what?
We used to have them where you could sponsor the entire organization. So.
Where you'd give money and then you'd, in trade, you'd get your advertisement.
Either in the Nike or website or both, or the communicator. Yep.
Didn't we also ask for sponsors to have their ad on our conference program if they gave money to help fund?
That was a whole different thing. But yes, we did used to do that, but we're not printing them anymore. So it was kind of nothing really used.
Our conference program?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can do public image marketing in January, and we can do technology and finance in February. And then that's the end of it. Hallelujah. And then we'll type it up. I will type it up and it'll go to Springboard in March. And then hopefully wash my hands in June. Goodbye.
I hope you wash your hands more than just in June.
Unfortunately, my line of work. A zillion times a day.
Yeah.
Especially on Thursdays when I do COVID testing.